at Temple Square for 9/11, Rising Above. The choir's music and everyday Americans tell how our nation has risen from the ashes of tragedy to meet the new challenges of the 21st century. Mark the 10th anniversary of this tribute to the American spirit, 9/11, Rising Above.
Sunday, September the 11th at 9 a.m., exclusively on AM 1300 WMEL. Nobody does it better than the award-winning talk TV station AM 1300 WMEL. WMEL Radio has covered every shuttle launch. You counted on us to be there during the hurricanes that hit the Space Coast 6 years ago. And you turned to us for courtroom drama, the Casey Anthony murder trial. Locally owned and operated and serving the Space Coast with issues that matter the most, we're AM 1300 WMEL. WMEL time is 12:35, and right now time for Donna and Selma. Donna?
Good afternoon. You're listening to Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300, the Talk to Me station. This is your host, Donna Anselmo, and today we are doing part of a series on going global. Today, our guest is Alexander Gordon, and he has been the trustee, or he is trustee at Princeton Council on World Affairs, managing director at Broad Street Capital Group, and he also had co-founded and served as CEO of Radio Communications International Corp. The reason that we have him here is that Bold Talk Business Radio provides insight, strategies, tips, and tools for business success. And as part of our global business series, we are helping our listeners to understand some of the opportunities and ramifications of extending your market into global territory. Mr. Gordon is a seasoned international merchant, banker, and professional with over 20 years of C-level experience providing cross-border strategic advisory services in the areas of export finance, international project finance, risk mitigation, and cross-border business development. He has served clients including foreign governments, Fortune 500 corporations, municipalities, and state enterprises. He is also the author of the critically acclaimed Fluent in Foreign Business book and creator of Fluent in OPIC, which he will explain to us, and he's currently developing Fluent in FCPA. So, Mr. Gordon, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Donna. Pleased to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the call with us. I know that you have a tremendous amount of experience in doing business globally. Last week, we spoke with Joseph Serio, author of InvestigatingTheRussianMafia.com, and he has been talking last week about some of the difficulties of making assumptions that things are going to go well in foreign countries. Before we get to some of the tips and strategies that you're going to provide for us, why don't we talk a little bit about your background? Can you tell me about your role with RCI Corp and Motorola and how you moved Motorola, particularly into the former Soviet Union? Because that's a pretty interesting story.
Yes, absolutely. This is going back to late 80s, early 90s. In 87, I joined Motorola in New Jersey, working for their VIP group, essentially catering to chief executives with the emerging cellular industry. We were Motorola Direct, the elite force of Motorola that was providing cellular solutions to top executives, managing directors of investment banks, attorneys, and so forth. After about 4 years, as I was learning my craft and working at Motorola domestically, my scope was purely New York, New Jersey area, Soviet Union began to crumble. It hasn't yet fallen apart formally, but the winds of change sort of started to blow, and a number of people that I knew went to the former Soviet Union. At that time, computers and other electronics were exploding, as well as the consumer goods, and it was just an interesting story to watch, kind of like today people are watching China or Brazil. And I actually wanted to have nothing to do with that. I was very happy doing what I'm doing. And through abstinence, my mother came back. She is originally from there, and said that Motorola was a very highly recognized and revered name in the former Soviet Union. Based on that piece of advice and information, it planted a seed in my head, and I said, maybe it would be an interesting idea to take Motorola and take cellular into the former Soviet Union. Trouble is that there was no cellular in the former Soviet Union, so what I was doing here wouldn't apply. But the seed has been planted firmly. I partnered up with a childhood friend of mine. We took an exploratory trip, essentially almost completely on a calm. We sent out a couple of faxes before somebody expressed interest in buying some Motorola product, which turned out to be completely bogus. But that already allowed us to go on an exploratory trip, after which I came back. I saw that it was a fascinating opportunity, yet we had very few tools. I was in my 20s, so we had very few tools to take advantage of this opportunity. So I went to one of my clients, who was an experienced executive, asked for some guidance. He actually let us have a desk space. He said, I cannot help you with money, but I would be happy to provide you with advice and desk space. So we started out on 375 Park Avenue, which is one of the most prestigious addresses in New York City. And I left Motorola. I applied for distribution of Motorola products. It couldn't be cellular, so it became what's known as land mobile products, which are police and fire and ambulance radios that Motorola is famous for worldwide.
Alexander?
Yes.
I just want to let our listeners who have tuned in late know that we're speaking with Alexander Gordon, trustee at Princeton Council on World Affairs, and we're talking about going global business. Can you tell us a little bit about how you translated that idea that you had? Okay, so now you've got the seed of an idea. You need to translate it into a real business opportunity, which is where I know that you're going. And I'd like you to speak a little bit about what kind of skills did you have to develop to set up the joint ventures and business partnerships that you ended up acquiring?
Essentially, there are four skills that we had to develop, which became foundation for all future business, doing business abroad, going into new market, because we sort of acquired them organically, but then they've crystallized, and that's what we preach. It's flexibility, it's perseverance, it's risk management, and it's commitment. Those are the four fundamental pillars upon which any international expansion has to rest. Because without having flexibility, you're going into a new market, one's plan will always change. One needs flexibility doing business domestically because things change, one needs to adapt, but any business plan in any company, in any country, will be subject to change, sometimes complete modification, political changes in country, economic changes in country, other circumstances necessitate flexibility. Perseverance, because anything that we're used to here has to be multiplied by a factor of 10 in countries that are emerging markets. Things are slow. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do things generally move slower there? Are there more barriers to entry?
Absolutely. And again, it's very hard to generalize the countries. Some countries are, there is something called the risk index of ease of doing business, which is somewhat reflective for countries. But in general, absolutely. Between bureaucracy, sometimes geography, like southern states, southern countries, much slower. Religion, certain countries where Muslim, they have a different structure that are secular countries. It's just a very, very different dynamic and absolutely slower. That said, in those countries, if one knows if certain right buttons are pushed or things can be expedited sometimes above and beyond any normal process. So that's usually the picture where things are much slower and much longer in development, but when somebody wants things to happen, they get expedited.
This is Donna Anselmo, your host at AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. You're listening to Bold Talk Business Radio in our special segment today on Going Global with Alexander Gordon, trustee at Princeton Council on World Affairs and managing director of Broad Street Capital Group. Alexander, can you talk a little bit about the rules of engagement? I read a fascinating article that you had written in New York Enterprise Report recently, and you had made a few comments that were very insightful about some of the things that people really need to be on guard for and strategize in advance about before they set themselves on foreign turf in business?
Yes, there are few basic rules that we like to follow, I like to follow, and I suggest others. Pre-planning. Amazing amount of time when one plans to take what I call an exploratory trip or any trip into the foreign lands, especially meeting with government officials. We cannot assume that they are on the same schedule or they have the same understanding of the problem or the importance. And it works both ways. Occasionally, the visit that we perceive to be mundane is perceived much, much more important because an American, quote-unquote, is coming in a foreign country. Or occasionally, it's the other way around. We are preparing for a visit. We're flying thousands of miles across, and somebody just doesn't bother to show up because for them, it was just another meeting. So planning is extremely crucial. Planning and documenting and getting confirmations by mail. Knowing everybody's mobile numbers in advance because mobile communications is the primary means of communication in most emerging markets. So mobile number becomes absolutely critical. Having one's local mobile number, it's very important because for people it's expensive to call a U.S. number even if it's globally accessible, and it's an extra barrier. So setting up a mobile, going to an embassy, working with the U.S. embassy and with U.S. commercial service does two things. One has to register so embassy knows that the U.S. national is in the country, and U.S. commercial service is one of the best resources possible for information help as well as certain guidance through the country. Department of Commerce does a marvelous job, and U.S. commercial service has a network of hundreds of offices whereby not to use them, I think it's a huge, huge oversight. Image. Very, very important. We noticed over the years, I've taken hundreds of people into the country, and the way Americans are very respected in some places and not so in others, because we tend to be very casual in the way we approach things, and that's a big no-no in a lot of countries. They pay attention to how a person is dressed, what the person is wearing, what the person is driving, how they conduct themselves. So having, as I usually say, a plaid shirt and Timberland boots, going and meeting people and glad-handing them, it's not a good approach. So image is very important, and most important, follow through after the meeting, because once the meetings take place and a lot of things are discussed, one is surprised how differently, especially if the translator is used, how differently two parties understand what has been said. So it's vital to do a follow-through, to do a memorandum or some sort of a document for a meeting, whereby it would be very, very important that both sides get on the same page. And then you have basic things, having the translator. Extreme attention should be paid to selecting an interpreter translator. Most important person in one's life doing business abroad. Having a logistical support, a driver, or somebody to take you from meeting to meeting, because either public transportation is not safe or not well developed or not running timely.
Alexander Gordon, you also had mentioned in the rules of engagement on the section in international business that you did in New York Enterprise Report, you had mentioned something about the gold key matching service that's offered by the U.S. Commercial Service. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and how that helps people?
Gold key service is a service offered by the Commercial Service Department of Commerce. It's a very, very useful tool for companies that are seeking to enter the new markets or to meet partners and companies in the markets that they work in, but in new segments, new areas. Gold key service essentially has somebody who is on the ground from the U.S. Embassy plan the meetings, make the introduction, productions do preliminary checks of the partners that are the local partners and coordinate support and logistics for these meetings. It's a very, very good introductory tool. They don't do a very comprehensive job afterwards, but as far as having an introductory setup, and especially if one is doing several meetings and one wants to meet the heads of companies or government officials in certain segments, Golovkin service is an invaluable service that the U.S. Commercial Service offers.
Thank you, Alexander Gordon. This is Tana Anselmo on AM 1300, the Talk to Me station. Alexander, can you talk to us a little bit about what would get someone in trouble before they even landed on foreign turf?
Not understanding the risks, not understanding the environment. It's very, very important to understand what one can expect. And if it's their first time, it's very important to find a partner, again, either through commercial service or through friends, relatives, or the chambers of commerce organizations, whereby you can speak to somebody, you can have somebody already meet you at the time of your arrival, and you want to have a briefing of the situation, whether it's political, economic, latest events. Things move very quickly in a lot of places. I've landed once in Moscow when the Yeltsin dismissed parliament and the tanks were in the street. By the time I got from the airport to the hotel, I was already ready to turn back because I knew the situation that occurred while I was in flight. So having an information source, a local information source, usually that would be an interpreter or a driver or a local partner, it's absolutely vital. Not paying enough attention to what we call industrial espionage. There's a lot of people looking to get information, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally, and it's important to behave in a way that, to conduct oneself in a way that, under the assumption that one is always either watched or listened to on the phone, or all the papers in the hotel would be looked at, or all the electronic media. So it's very important to be prudent. Common sense is a very, very big deterrent for not getting into trouble.
What about using flash drives or souvenirs picked up at trade shows and whatnot?
I would say use them at one's own peril. Also, there's an organization called OSAC that is a partnership between U.S. State Department, Diplomatic Security, and private sector that completely does not recommend usage of any such media because they have been known to be corrupted. They have been known to be to record the information and relay it. Things like this do go on. These are not spy novels, and this go on in many more mundane situations than one thinks that they do, because we tend to underestimate these threats as we live in a much, much calmer and more peaceful environment, but they do go on, or one has to assume that they do and conduct oneself as if that's the case.
So what should be someone's top priority? We've got a little less than 5 minutes, and I want you to talk a little bit about what should be the top priority when doing business internationally. Alexander Gordon, trustee at Princeton World Council and also a council on world affairs. This is Donna Anselmo, AM 1300, WMEL, the Talk to Me station.
As I repeatedly mentioned in my book, there are three things that are vital for doing business in abroad. Partner, having the right partner is paramount. Nothing will ever work. And when I say the right partner, it could be either an equity partner per se or a key employee, but partner, somebody who is the point person or a group of people who are point people for that country, who are the insiders. Without that, it's doomed. Understanding political and other risks, risk assessment framework, one has to really, truly understand what's going on in the country completely. Sometimes it's not pretty, sometimes it's dark. The politics, the crime, there, all those things exist. One can do business around them, but one needs to understand how they exist and what happens. So having somebody who understands the insides of the country and can relay this is very important.
So it's not just, Alexander, so it's not just an issue of, gee, I want to do business, I want to expand my market. It looks like they need, you know, hamburgers or, you know, a McDonald's concession over in another country, so I'm going to go and bring my new business over there. It really takes takes a lot more understanding of the nuances of what's going on in that culture.
Absolutely, an in-depth commitment, an in-depth understanding, because if one does not commit to doing business internationally, one either shouldn't do business internationally, or it will be like you just said, an incidental business. Somebody may call as a purveyor of hamburgers or hamburger casings and place an order because they just needed some and came across, but that's not doing business internationally. That's an occasional sale by abstinence. To do business internationally, whether it's in one market or more, one should have the right guides, Prince Bern Council, Chambers of Commerce, Commercial Service, those are the resources available, because there is a lot of fear in the market. People hear this, people see this, they get very scared to do business abroad. There are a ton of resources available, there is a ton of help available, but most importantly, like anything, whether it's quitting smoking, losing weight, or doing business abroad, without personal commitment, it will never happen, no matter how much help is available.
Okay. Alexander Gordon, we have 2 minutes left on AM 1300 WMEL. Can you tell us a little bit about what our listeners might find in your book, in your new book, Fluent in Foreign Business, which is published by Princeton Council on World Affairs?
The book is written essentially to give a full primer on how to do business. It starts with commitment. It's structured concepts, business concepts are illustrated by personal stories. So from what I understand and the critical acclaim we've been getting, it's a pretty smooth read, and it talks about all the aspects of doing business abroad, some of the things we discussed, some of the things things like bribes and corruption, how to handle that, risk management, finding the right partners, how to handle logistics, bureaucrats, all the issues that I've encountered over the last 20 years, my partners, my suppliers, my companies, the clients have encountered, have been incorporated in there, and it's a 22-23 chapter book, which essentially each chapter is an issue that one deals with in doing business abroad from starting point into the event stages. How to develop strategy, how to position oneself, those are the topics that are covered, and they're available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. .com and electronically as well as in print.
Okay, Alexander Gordon, I am so thankful that you have given your time today to AM 1300 and our listeners to talk about going global with your business. I recommend highly that if people are thinking about this, that they educate themselves, and your book on Fluent in Foreign Business, I'm sure, will be a great help to them. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Thanks a lot. This is Donna Anselmo signing off, AM 1300 WMEL.
Plan to attend Brevard Remembers 9/11 on Sunday, September 11th at Space Coast Stadium. This free event will honor